The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has warned against enemy plots to undermine a wave of Islamic awakening by provoking sectarian conflict among Muslims. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says enemies have clung to the hope that a Shia-Sunni war could subvert Islamic awakening, for which reason they've been fueling civil conflicts in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei referred to the crisis in Iraq, saying that remnants of the former regime of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein and a bunch of ignorant people are perpetrating crimes there. He noted that the current crisis in Iraq is not a Shia-Sunni conflict, rather a war waged by terrorists and pro-West groups against opponents of terrorism and advocates of the Iraqi independence. Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi is a political analyst with us now live from Beirut. Mr. Mousavi, all that we just said there from the leader's speech leads to the question, who are these terrorists? What is their objective and who is supporting them?
Well, it is very evident that what's happening in Iraq has been orchestrated a long time ago. We're talking here about a group of terrorists that are going through the borders. Plan A has failed in Syria. They are trying to do the same thing in Iraq. You're talking about people who are being supported by the world arrogance, the United States of America, namely, though they say in the American administration that they are against what's happening and that they want to support Iraq, but they were the reasons behind the catastrophe and the disaster in Iraq. We know very well that the terrorist groups have been nurtured, have been waged, have been created by the Americans. It is now backfiring on all of the region, and I believe they are doing this against who is targeting the terrorists exactly. When you talk about Iran, for example, when you talk about Syria, when you talk about the Iraqi authorities, you're talking about authorities that have pledged to fight terrorism because it is undermining the security and the stability of the whole region, now especially in Iraq. So you're talking about a combination of a very fanatic mentality that comes from the Gulf region, financed and supplied by certain countries there, and supplied also and attributed by the United States of America. So I believe it's time for a real awakening against those terrorists in order to be terminated and in order to put their danger aside.
Right, and the leader emphasized again, and he said this before, that this is not a Shia-Sunni conflict, what's happening in Iraq. Although a lot of reports were saying, especially when we looked at how media, representing the situation in Iraq, they were speaking about the negative role of Mr. Maliki, the prime minister, saying that he has been discriminating against the Sunnis, and this has led to the current situation. Would you agree with this remark, that this is not a Sunni-Shia battle?
Absolutely, it's not a Sunni-Shia battle. We know very well that in the camp of the resistance, in the axis of the resistance, in the axis of those who are facing and confronting the world hegemony, the world arrogance, you have a lot of Sunnis. And also in the other camp, you have some Shias, actually. So it's not a kind of confessional rift or a sectarian wedge that is taking place here. You're talking about two confronting political camps. And when you talk about the Sunni-Shia rift, well, it is the propaganda of certain Gulf countries that is trying to depict and portray the situation as such. Well, Mr. Maliki might be doing certain mistakes. Nobody is infallible and impeccable when he is in power. But this does not mean in any way that he is the reason behind what happened. You're talking here about remaining parts of the old Ba'ath Party following Saddam Hussein, and you're talking about other extremists, you're talking about Daesh, you're talking about terrorists, and they are being supplied and financed by certain Gulf countries. Tell me how they were able to come with vehicles that are made in 2014. They were heavily equipped with arms. Who did give them this? We know very well that we are talking here about bordering countries to Iraq in this region.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi, political commentator with us live from Beirut.